More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
And welcome back to the show. For those of you joining us after the Seahawks simulcast, this is Business Briefing here on FM News 101. As we mentioned off the top of the show, the U.S. economy adding over 171,000 jobs in the month of October. The unemployment rate ticked up a little bit to 7.9%. We call on Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Pat, thanks for joining us here this Sunday afternoon. And interesting to see a big uptick in the number of jobs added this past month. Obviously a good sign that things are starting somewhat to get turned around.
Well, Brian, I think I don't know if I'd go as far as to say it's a big uptick. It's a big uptick if you're obsessed about numbers on a regular basis, sort of the data point obsession we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Job growth is very slow, very methodical, very much in line with a 2% GDP, and not robust enough to make a meaningful difference in unemployment, but reflective of what's going on in the gradual deleveraging of our economy. I mean, I think the drop in the unemployment rate and job growth are pretty much as expected if you take a longer-term look at what's going on. I think people are so obsessed with seeing bad information that they anticipate numbers that don't occur. And I think if you look at it objectively, this is probably pretty much in line with what you would expect given how the economy is growing.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because economists surveyed had forecast a gain of 125,000 jobs. So we see what I termed a big number, 171,000. You're right, because we put it in perspective. We're so used to hearing or seeing these bad numbers, it kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it?
It does, and 175,000 is not a big number historically. It's much more than was anticipated, but we've become a little bit like a bunch of curmudgeons, looking for bad news. And I think this is pretty. Jan Heitzes, who with Goldman Sachs this morning, said that this is pretty much in line with the 2% growth rate, and I think he's correct.
The election just a couple of days away, and to factor that in here. It's interesting. You read behind the headline numbers here. We've had private sector job growth now for 32 straight months. I saw an interesting statistic that the civilian labor force has grown by 979,000 people since the last election, when the unemployment rate was 6.8%. Right now it's at 7.9%. So we've had a few people enter the job market since then. But how big of a factor for people voting at the last minute as they go to the polls Tuesday is a 7.9% unemployment rate in this economy?
I don't think it's much of a factor. I could be wrong, but I don't really think it is. And, you just mentioned a very interesting number there about civilian job growth. And what is left out of most of the conversations is that public employee jobs have declined significantly in the last few years. That and an increase in the overall population has created a higher level of unemployment with actually more employed people. I do believe if the unemployment had gained significantly with this report, it might have had an impact. I don't think that it's going to make people more positive about Obama, but I also don't think it's going to create an opportunity for the Republicans to have a last-minute rally around increasing unemployment. So I think it's going to have a marginal impact on the election.
Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us by phone here on this Sunday afternoon. Pat, it's interesting. You and I attend the various economic breakfasts around not only this neck of the woods, but around the country. And they've been polling us in these breakfasts and luncheons quite frequently as to who we think will win the presidency. And it's interesting to me that, you see the polls running neck and neck right now, but when you actually poll people in these situations, the numbers I'm seeing are anywhere from 65 to 70% Obama will win if you ask people in these luncheons. Why is there such a disparity between the two?
That's a really good question. I think short of an obvious movement towards a change, most people, I think, assume that the incumbent will win. And I don't believe that most people feel that there has been a significant enough shift to warrant betting against the incumbent. So I think that's probably why people poll so highly, saying that Obama will win. Another factor that may play into it, even though the popular vote appears to be very, very close, the electoral vote does not appear to be close. And I think sophisticated people watch the electoral numbers, the projected electoral numbers, and are assuming that the Electoral College is still solidly favoring Obama. So we'll see how it goes, but I think that's part of the reason why you get those high numbers.
Yeah, interesting to see, too, any impact from this epic storm, Sandy, that hit the eastern seaboard this past week. We often talk about the catastrophes we see around the world, obviously the tsunami, the earthquake in Japan, what last year comes to mind. How big of an impact, Pat, does this event impact the overall U.S. economy? We're talking about the biggest center for activity, really, in many, many respects in the nation, right there in the heart of New York and New Jersey.
Well, I think the most natural disasters have nominal, marginal to no impact long term on GDP growth. I mean, there's a short term impact, a cessation of activity followed by an increase as you rebuild, and they tend to negate each other or end up with a marginal or small decline in overall GDP. This was a very, very, very bad storm, obviously, and it impacted that area tremendously. And the impact, of course, is heightened by the fact that that is also the news center for our country and the origination of all financial and news sources, or many of the financial news sources. So I think we're really very aware of what's going on there. I do think it'll have a short-term negative impact followed by an increase in construction and rebuilding. I don't think it'll impact I don't think the impact on the financial sector will reverberate around the economy. I really don't. I would make a comment here, if I may, Brian, is that one of the things that hasn't been really talked about and needs to be talked about is how poorly we invest in protecting our infrastructure. And I think people go, you hear a lot of conversations about, well, how come they can't restore the electricity? Why did the electricity go down? Why do we have such flooding? If you look at really flood protection standards, and I'll give J.P. Morgan credit for this information, but if you look at flood protection standards for major cities and how these cities build infrastructure to protect themselves against floods, and I'm talking about cities that are at sea level, Amsterdam, they're protected for the worst flood in a anticipated flood in a 10,000-year cycle. Rotterdam, the same thing. Shanghai, they try to build their infrastructure to protect against sea level incursion for a 1,000-year storm. The same with London. Tokyo is a 1,000-year storm. Osaka is a 300-year storm. New York is the second worst of all major sea level cities in the world, with the idea that the infrastructure was built to withstand a 100-year storm. So we've created a little bit of a situation where we have a very aggressive capitalistic society, and we do not probably invest enough in infrastructure to protect ourselves against unforeseen natural acts, and we're paying for it right now. I mean, it's despite all the yelling, I hear people talk about, well, why did the electricity go down? Well, why don't you pay twice as much? Then they can build the infrastructure. I mean, it's really, I'm not advocating either way. I'm just pointing out that, we do not protect our infrastructure to the same level as the most of the world.
That's a good point, and there was some debate on that. I saw that initial night that Sandy swept ashore on CNBC. I know we talked about this off the air this past week, and you're right. I mean, when you look at this, as bad as it was, it actually could have been much worse considering the circumstances. Really, the city was shut down only for a couple of days, and they'll continue the cleanup for obviously months and months, but it actually could have been even a lot worse. Pat, real quick, before we hit the break here, 1 minute, I want to talk to you about the overall state of the economy as we hit election night. If you had to peg it with a number, where do you think we are? Scale of 1 to 10 in terms of the turnaround. Maybe give us an inning in baseball terms. Where are we?
We're probably in the sixth inning. I just still think we have 2 or 3 years to go, no matter who wins the election,
yeah.
Candidly. I think we're probably in the sixth inning of a 9-year cycle or a nine-inning game.
It's the top of the sixth, middle of the sixth here on FM News 101 KXL. For those of you joining us after the Seahawks simulcast, stay with us. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Patrick Stone about real estate and other economic issues. That's up next as we continue business briefing here on a Sunday afternoon on FM News 101.